Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College for the second time here in the 2019-20 campaign. And now joined by freshman guard Kaylin Christian. And Kaylin, thank you for joining us for the player halftime interview. It's always a good idea, or a good experience in my case, to be able to talk to some of the players and get their perspective on how the season is going. I know you're in your first year with the program, and you've been seeing your minutes increase gradually as the year has gone on. Just give our listeners a sense on how you felt this first season has gone for you, because I know it is a transition going from high school basketball to college basketball. How do you feel like that transition has gone for you so far this year?
So far, I think the transition has gone really well. Obviously, I think the beginning was a little rocky, and it is kind of a different adjustment from high school to college. The pace is definitely faster, but the coaches and the senior leaders and the upperclassmen leaders have really helped me transition really smoothly into this, and it's definitely become more better for me and easier for me to play.
You can definitely see the growth in your game, personally. I mean, you had 6 points and 4 rebounds last time out against Crown. That was, I think those were pretty close to season highs, if not season highs for you. And you've seen your minutes go up. I suppose, you know, that's part of the maturity of going from a freshman, you know, coming in, playing nothing but high school basketball, learning the speed, learning, you know, the systems and stuff like that, to now coming into the second half of your freshman year. But what has been the biggest key for you, do you think, in terms of your minutes going up?
I think the biggest key for me has definitely just been putting in extra work and giving 100% in practice. I mean, that's where it all starts for me, I think.
You know, and looking at this team, you know, it's a program that's used to winning, obviously. You know, it's a team that's used to having a lot of success and used to making NCAA tournament appearances. How attractive was that for you as a recruit coming in to be able to step into a program like that? And how much of a factor was that in you coming to UW-Spear?
I would say that it was nice to be able to look at and see that I am deciding to join a winning program, to see that the culture, obviously, there must be something good happening here. And it did play a big role, but also just meeting the team for the first time and talking to Zach a bunch, like, that also really helped me and choose where to come.
And now, since we're coming toward the end now, conference tournament is looming. I mean, it's less than a month away. And you guys are getting ready to kind of, like I said, jump into the home stretch of the season here. Are there any personal goals that you have going the rest of the way? Is there anything specific that you want to achieve with the team before the end of the season?
Just looking for that UMAC championship. Just a team effort. That's it.
Well, we'd all be very happy with that. I can guarantee you that. So thanks for joining us for the halftime interview, Kaylin, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That was Yellow Jacket freshman guard Kaylin Christian. I'll be right back with more halftime programming. This is Yellow Jacket women's basketball on 91.3 FM KUBD West Superior.